So this is Chaitanya Charitamrita. Shankara Pandit, Prabhu's Puri Pillow. Just to make it a little PPP, right? Shankara Pandit, Mahaprabhu's Puri Pillow. This is an interesting story, how one can engage in so many varieties of services to the Lord. There's no shortage of ways we can serve the Lord. So in this particular way, this is Anti Lila chapter 19, verse 53 through 77. Hey Mata Gorarai Vishadakare Hai Hai Ha Krishna Tumi Gela Gati Gopi Baba Ridaye Taravakya Vilapaye Govinda Damodar Madhaveti Govinda Damodar Madhaveti. So this describes, this is a conclusion of a great feeling of separation Lord Chaitanya was undergoing in his inconceivable displays of ecstasy. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is summarizing it, saying, in this way Mahaprabhu lamented in the mood of separation, "Alas, alas, O Krishna, where have you gone?" Feeling in his heart the ecstatic emotions of the gopis, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agonized in their words, saying, "O Govinda, O Damodar, O Madhav." So Mahaprabhu is directly identifying with the gopis who spoke the same phrase in the Viraha Gita, 10th canto, chapter 39. At the last moment, when it seemed there was no recourse but to cry out their hearts in desperation. Sometimes even that doesn't work. Krishna brings us to the point of desperation and then goes further. He brings us to the point of desperation, then he goes further. So the gopis, they exhausted all their different efforts to stop Krishna from going to Mathura. Akrura had brought Kansa's chariot to take Krishna out of Vrindavan. And then Krishna mounted the chariot with Balaram, and then they pulled on the reins of the horses, they pulled on Krishna's dhoti. Some gopis laid under the wheels. They did everything they could to stop Krishna from going. They started rebuking and cursing Akrura, as Brijbasis can do so expertly. They can let out a good string of curse words when they want to, which is pretty much every day. It's the most amazing group, huh? They curse their kids every day. You this, that, the other thing. I hear it across the street. It's basically their standard language is just abusive language. And Krishna loves it. It's not like in the Western world when you're really angry and really frustrated and then you let out a few good words in Russian or whatever, English. But in Vrindavan, it's every day. That's the spice of their daily speech. Their daily speech is full of spice. It's full of chili peppers. Red chili language. So the gopis, they were telling some good things to Akrura. And still, because they didn't want to really let the truth out, because it was a highly guarded secret that they were totally in love with Krishna. But then at the last moment, they saw that this is it. He's pulling on the reins. Akrura is pulling back on the reins and saying, "Whoa, whoa, let's go, 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 run, run." The horses are about to run away from Nandagaon, carrying away our Prananath. So then the gopis blurted out in unison, "Govinda! Damodar, Madhav." Just their hearts shot out of their mouths like a rocket ship going to the moon. Like you see on the launch pad, poosh, you know, just takes off a missile, a Polaris missile being shot from a submarine. And just like choom. You ever see these rockets? The kids during Diwali, they put this rocket in a bottle. And they put it in a Coke bottle to launch it, thumbs up bottle, and they light the fuse. It has a little stick with a little firecracker. It's like a rocket. And the lighting goes, and goes, and they don't know where it's going to go, here and there, anywhere. It's like crazy. And it goes so fast. Toom! So that's how this chanting came out of the gopis' mouth. Govinda, Damodar, Madhav. It shot out of their mouths so loud and so much exploded in front of everyone. All the Vrijvasis, their mother-in-laws, their father-in-laws, their husbands, everyone standing there. What are you saying? What is this revelation? What is coming out of your mouth? They were dumbfounded, astonished. Who is this Govinda? Now, what are you saying? So Mahaprabhu was absorbed in this separation. And it says, he's saying that, he said, he's in the previous verse, he said, I'm so unfortunate. My misfortune is great. So this is the kind of state of mind in chapter 19 that we find the Lord in. And he needed lots of comfort at this time. Tabe sarup ramarai kare nanupai Mahaprabhu kare ashwasan gayena sangama gita Prabhura firaila chita Prabhura kichu stira hoila man. Sarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy devised various means to pacify the Lord. They sang songs of meeting that transformed his heart and made his mind peaceful. They sang songs of meeting. Gayena Sangama Gita, Prabhura Pirala Chitta. So his chitta, his consciousness, became somewhat relaxed. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became somewhat calm and peaceful and relaxed when Lalita and Vishakha, Sarup Damodar and Rai Ramananda, when they sang songs, Gayena Gita, Sangama. Sangama Gita means going to the lover, meeting with the lover. Hemata Vilapite Arda Ratri Gela Gambirate Sarupa Gosani Prabhure Shaila. Mahaprabhu lamented. Half the night passed away. Then Sarup Damodar made the Lord lie down in the Gambira. Prabhure Shayona Rama Ananda Gela Gare Sarupa Govinda Shuila Gambirara Dhare. As Mahaprabhu was made to lie down, Ramananda Roy returned to his home, and Sarup Damodar and Govinda Das lay down at the door of the Gambira. Premaveshi Mahaprabhu, Ghara Ghara Man, Nam Sankirtan Kari, Karena Jagaran, Jagaran. Sounds familiar. Jagaran, Jagaran, Jagaran. Nam Sankirtan Kari Karena Jagaran. So we'll have an opportunity to follow in the footsteps of the Lord. Prema, but I don't know about this part. Prema Veshe Mahaprabhu Garagana Garagaraman. Mahaprabhu stayed awake all night chanting the Maha Mantra. Of course, Nam Sankirtan is Bengali, but Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Just remember, Nam Sankirtan means Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Nothing else. Then, Gara Gara Man. His mind was fully overwhelmed by spiritual ecstasy. Prema Vesh. He was totally absorbed in Prema. Mahaprabhu was totally in. Mahaprabhu was in Rasaraj Mahabhav. He was in the Mahabhav of Radharani, chanting Nam Sankirtan all night. Didn't sleep at all. Virahe Vyakula Prabhu. Udvege utila gambirara mbite mukha gashite lagila. Feeling separation from Krishna, Mahaprabhu was so distraught that in great anxiety he stood up and began rubbing his face against the walls of the Gambira. This is that tragic scene that we've heard over the years. And it's not like the walls of the Gambira are finely painted with the topmost quality latex enamel washable wall paint, and that the wall is perfectly plastered by the most expert mason in Adelaide, and it's not that the walls are covered with the most expensive art deco wallpaper. So they're textured and beautiful and smooth and colorful. The walls of the Gambira, if you've ever seen it, are some raw volcanic bricks that they use to construct houses in, Orissa. There's these type of bricks or something, some kind of volcanic ash mixed with clay. They're reddish color and they're all full of moon craters. Have you ever seen, moon craters, the kind of craters like this with pock marks? They're not, the surface is not like this, it goes like this, like concavities. This is called concave, right? It goes like down like this and up like that. It's like the roughest possible, sandpaper or 3M scouring pad or something. It's really rough walls. And Lord Chaitanya's skin is softer than a newly unfurled leaf of a tamal tree. His skin is so soft, it makes a baby's skin look like alligator leather. You can imagine what that is. In other words, his skin is super soft. Mahaprabhu's, imagine how soft Radharani's skin is. And then Krishna's skin is, Mahaprabhu's skin is Radharani's skin, her kanti, her complexion. So this soft, tender lotus face is being crushed and rubbed on these hard, gritty, sandpaper-like, razor-sharp walls. Have you ever scraped your knee on your bicycle? Fallen off and or scrape your elbow? You rub somewhere your skin across something and it just the skin comes off and fine scratch across your elbow and then it stings. It stings and then it hurts and just a little, not much blood comes out, but there's big scratch marks and it just stings and hurts. It takes some time to heal. So he was like, his cheeks were, there was scratching his cheeks like that and then blood was dripping down his face. It's the most extraordinary expression of It's not where it's written about, this type of ecstasy, this ecstatic expression of it, it's Mahabhava. So much. He began rubbing his face against the walls of the Gambira. Muke gande nake shata haila apar bhavavesha na janena prabhu pare raktadhar. Blood oozed out from the many injuries on his mouth, nose, and cheeks. But due to his ecstatic emotions, the Lord did not know it. Bhavavesh. He was Mahabhavavesh. Just like when you're, it's called Divyonmad, Unmad. Unmad, when you're so, Unmad means Uttama Mata. When you're so intoxicated, the topmost level of intoxication, Uttamada, Unmad. Transcendental, the topmost expression of divine intoxication, where you have no idea of anything. So there's a perverted reflection of that when you take some alcohol or drink something. You don't know what you're doing or what you did or where you are or where you were. Your memory shorts out, your contact with your senses. People do crazy things when they're intoxicated. They just punch their hand through a glass window. And then it starts bleeding and they don't even notice it. And their friend says, what do you do? Your hand's bleeding. Oh, what? Oh. He's like, correct. They're in some other strange consciousness, totally tamagun, completely senseless due to the intoxication in their veins. So Lord Chaitanya was totally senseless due to this madness of separation from her beloved Prananath. Sarvarachi karina bhave mukha sangarshan ghon ghon shabda karin sarup shunilatakan ghon 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 ghon, like right, ghon 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 ghon. In ecstasy, Mahaprabhu rubbed his face against the wall all night long and made a very peculiar sound. Gong, gong. which Sarup Damodar could hear through the door of the Gambira. Deepa Jwali Ghare Gela Deki Prabhur Mukha Sarup Govinda Dunhar Haila Bhada Duka. Lighting a ghee lamp, Deepam, Sarup Damodar and Govinda entered the room, and when they saw the Lord's face, they were filled with sorrow. Great unhappiness, Bharaduk. Prabhure Shayateani Shushtira Karaila Kanhe Kaila Eitumi Sarupa Puchila. They brought the Lord to his bed and calmed him down, and Sarup asked him, "Why have you done this to yourself?" Prabhu Kahina, Udvege Ghari na Parirahite, Dwarachahi Buli Shigra Bahir Ahite. I was in such anxiety that I could not stay in this room. I wanted to go out, and I was wandering about the room looking for the door out of this room. Dwara Nahi Pana Mukha Lagichari Bhite Shatahaya Raktapari Na Pai Aite. I couldn't find the door. I kept hitting the four walls with my face. My face was injured and it bled, but still I could not get out. Unmad Dashaya Prabhur Stira Nahiman Jekari Jebole Sab Unmad Lakshan. In this state of madness, Mahabhu's mind was unsteady. Stira Nahiman. His mind was not steady. Whatever he said or he did was all symptomatic of madness. Unmad Lakshan. Jekari Jebole. Sabha, everything, jay kare, jay bole. Whatever he did, kare, bole, whatever he said, sab, everything, it was simply characteristic of madness. He was saying what mad people say and doing what mad people do. Just, with no rhyme, no reason, no sense. It was madness. And this is what happens. Love makes one mad. Even material world, you see people, they fall in love and somehow they lose their lover, or someone steals their lover, or their lover dies, they go mad. They'll go crazy. So what to speak of divine love, how much more crazy one goes. Sarup Gosai Tabe Chinta Paila Mone Bhaktagana Ladavichara Kaila Aradine. Sarup Damodar was very anxious, but he had an idea. The following day, he and other devotees considered their idea. Sabhabhakta Melitabe, Prabhuri Sadila, Shankara Pandite, Prabhura Sangai Shayoila. They talked together, Sarup Damodar and the other devotees in Jagannath Puri, and then they begged Lord Chaitanya, "Please allow Shankara Pandit to lie down in the same room with you." Prabhu Pada Tale Shankar Karena Shayan Prabhu Tanra Upar Karen Pada Par Prasharan. Thus Shankara Pandit lay at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord placed his legs upon Shankar's body. Prabhu Paru Padana Bali Chandra Nama Hoila Purve Vidure Jaina Shri Shuka Varnila. From that time forward, Shankar Pandit became celebrated by the name Prabhu Padopadana, the pillow of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's a Prabhupad. Prabhupad Opadana. So we have Prabhupad, but he's Prabhupad Opadana. Opadana means Prabhupad. Prabhu means Mahaprabhu. And pad means the feet of, and upadan means the pillow for the feet of Mahaprabhu. So that became Shankara Pandit's nickname. Jaya Prabhu Padan Upadan, Jaya Prabhu Padan Padupadan, Prabhu Pad Padan, Jaya Prabhu Padupadan. Right, Shankara Pandit became the Prabhu Padan. The pillow of Lord Chaitanya. So this story is called Shankar Pandit, Prabhu's Puri pillow. Iti bruvanam vidaram vinitam Sahasra Shirshnash Charano Padhanam Parishtaroma Bhagavat Katayam Praniyamano Munir Abhyachashta. This is from the Bhagavatam about another pillow. There's another pillow in Krishna Leela. Do you know who the pillow of Krishna Leela was? Of course, it depends on how rustic you want to get, but not being too rustic about it. When submissive Vidura, the resting place of the legs of Lord Krishna, so Krishna apparently had rested his legs on Vidura. When Vidura, the resting place of the legs of Krishna, had thus spoken to Maitreya, Maitreya began speaking, his hair standing on end due to the transcendental pleasure of discussing topics concerning Krishna. Charana upadanam. Is that word in Bengali or Sanskrit? Upadanam means pillow. In other words, Krishna's Kaviraj is injecting, he's interjecting this verse from the Bhagavatam to give some more reference point to Lord Chaitanya's Leela, to remind us again of the parallels of Krishna's Leela with Lord Chaitanya's Leela. How much Lord Chaitanya is enacting the pastimes of Krishna and relishing the pastimes of Krishna. So in Krishna Leela, Krishna sometimes would rest his legs on Vidura. Because, you know, in the family situation, Vidura is like Krishna's uncle or something. And the Yadavas and Pandavas, all these relationships, I don't remember all the intricacies of it. But Vidura was a family member, and he was like Krishna's great uncle or something. It was very common for a young child to jump on the back of his grandfather and ride around like horsey style. So sometimes Krishna would rest his legs on Vidura. So it's Krishna and Krishna Leela rested his legs on Vidura. Now, in Gaur Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rested his legs on Shankara Pandit. Shankara Karena Prabhur Pada Samvahan Gumana Padena Taiche Karena Shayan. Shankara massaged the legs of Mahaprabhu. But while massaging Lord Chaitanya's legs, Shankara would fall asleep and lie down. That's pretty interesting. Usually the person being massaged falls asleep because they feel so relaxed, and if they're tired, it helps. But if they're tired or they're not tired and the person is very expert in massaging, then as he massages the person, they'll feel so relaxed and so happy and trusting in the hands of the masseuse that they'll just drift off to sleep. That's considered to be a very successful massage. If you're massaging someone, they fall asleep. Harisari used to massage Prabhupada every night, and the day also, but in the night, he would massage Prabhupada's legs until Prabhupada would fall asleep. And sometimes, when there was lots of mosquitoes, Harisari would get inside the mosquito net with Prabhupada. And they make the mosquito net goes around the bed. And then Harisari would climb in the bed, not in the bed, but on the top of the bed. And then Prabhupada's lying there, and he's kneeling on the corner, Harisari, and tucked the mosquito net all around the two of them. Then he would rub Prabhupada's legs. And then when Prabhupada fell asleep, then he would slip out of the mosquito net and let Prabhupada sleep. So one time he was massaging Prabhupada's legs, and for a long time, an hour or two. And then he thought Prabhupada was sleeping, so he started to walk away. And he walked a few steps, and then Srila Prabhupada said, Harisari, where are you going? So then he realized, whoa, Prabhupada, I'm here. I'll come. So I thought you were sleeping. So I went back and massaged some more. So Shankara Pandit, he was massaging Lord Chaitanya. And he was massaging Lord Chaitanya in the Gambira at night. And that was so that Lord Chaitanya would relax and calm down and reduce his ecstasy somewhat and then fall asleep. But what would happen is Shankara Pandit, maybe he had too much Jagannath Mahaprasad. I can't say. It's not described, but any good servant of the Lord always eats a lot of Mahaprasadam. And Lord Chaitanya was not absent from Mahaprasadam. Lord Chaitanya was always in close association with Mahaprasadam. And naturally, if you're the servant of the Lord, then you get your share also. And maybe you get the lion's share sometimes. But at any rate, he would massage Lord Chaitanya, then he would fall asleep. Not only fall asleep, but then crash on the floor and lie down. Sometimes he may fall asleep, and then he just falls asleep. Then he would lie on the ground. Ugara Ange Padiya Shankara Nitra Jai Prabhu Uti Apan Kanta Tare Jadai. Shankara Pandit would fall asleep on the floor of the Gambira without covering his body with any cloth. Mahaprabhu would get up and then cover Shankara Pandit with his own blanket. So the idea was that Shankara Pandit was coming to serve the Lord, to pacify the Lord and prevent him from ruining his face by grinding it against the walls of the Gambira. And he was supposed to render service to the Lord by massaging him and giving him a pillow so the Lord could sleep comfortably and safely per the request of the devotees. But what happened is that Shankara would fall asleep while massaging the Lord and lie down very comfortably in the floor of the Gambira, make himself right at home. The servant would take over the master's position, and then he would just lie there, and Lord Chaitanya would say, "Oh, my servant must be cold." And then he would take his chatter and put it on top of the servant so the servant could sleep tightly. A very interesting arrangement. This reminds me of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. As you see how much love the Lord has for his devotees, that he'll do anything for his devotees, even give the shirt off his back. As they say, there's an expression in America, that I love you so much, I care for you so much that I will give you the shirt off of my back. I only have this one shirt, but if you require it, then I'll take off, and here, you take it. I'll go without a shirt. I'll sacrifice for your happiness. So the Lord is like this with his devotees. He'll sacrifice. Lord Chaitanya took his own chatter from his back, and he took it off and placed it on the body of his servant, Shankara Pandit, so that he would not get cold lying on the floor of the Gambira, and he would sleep nicely, because as you know, when you fall asleep, then your body temperature decreases, so that you need a little covering when you sleep, because everything slows down. So there's a similar anecdote in the teachings and life of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. When he was staying in Bagh Bazar with his mat, every night around 10 o'clock or so, between 10 and 11, all the brahmacharis would take rest. And there was lots of mosquitoes, as you know, in West Bengal, especially in Calcutta. So all the devotees have mosquito nets. They have a small chatai, a small mat on the floor. Then they had mosquito nets tied to the walls, and they would fasten them around their chatai and then sleep protectedly inside the mosquito net. The brahmacharis would be so tired when they go out all day serving guru, chanting Hare Krishna and whatnot. Then when they got back at night, sometimes they would just lie down in the chatai and go to sleep. They wouldn't take the trouble to set up their mosquito nets and tie and all these things. It's too tired, too much trouble. So about 11 o'clock at night, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati used to go downstairs to the brahmachari ashram. He would walk there and he would see if anyone had not tied up their net. So then he would take the net and unfold it and unravel it and then tie it to the walls and tuck in the corners on the chatai so his brahmacharis could be safe and sound and sleep peacefully. So this is the love of the guru for his disciple, as Lord Chaitanya loved Shankar. So this is a very sweet exchange of love here between the Lord and his devotee. The devotee has a plea on the arrangement and on the will of the other devotees. He goes forward to serve the Lord. He goes there with a transparent mind and a selfless heart, he approaches the Lord to serve him and give pleasure and comfort to the Lord. And then in the course of events, it turns out that he ends up being served by the Lord and taken care of by the Lord. We've seen this many times, that someone comes to serve the guru and they become sick, and the guru serves them. He's cooking for them, and he's going to the store to get medicines for them and arranging doctor for them. They say, "Guruji, we came to serve you. You're old man now, and we came to cook for you and serve you." And 2 days later, they get malaria, and then you're serving them and taking care of them. So this is love. Love establishes its own flow of activity beyond any ordinary regulations and rules. Nirantara gumaya shankara shigra chetan vasipara chapikari ratri jagaran. Shankara Pandit would always fall asleep. He was steady. He was steady. It's like some devotees, you can count on them when they come to Bhagavatam class. You know what they're going to do. They're always on time for Bhagavatam class. They're in every single Bhagavatam class, every single day. And without fail, in every single Bhagavatam class, what do? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That's their signal. It's like their body rhythm, their biorhythm, their body clock. When they hear Vasudevaya, if the first time relaxes them, then Vaya. Second time, totally relaxed. Then the third time, Om Namo Vaya. Then they're sleeping, you know. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vaya. 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 And then they go off to sleep. So Shankar would always fall asleep. But he would quickly wake up. Shigra Chaitana. And again begin massaging the legs of the Lord Lord Chaitanya. In this way, he would stay awake the entire night. So it means, in this way, it's almost like a joke Krishna's Kaviraj is making here. It says, Vasi Pada Chapi Kari Ratri Jagaran. Jagaran means to stay awake all night without sleeping or passing any interval in unconsciousness. So Krishna's Kaviraj is saying, yes, this is how Shankara Pandit did his Jagaran. It's kind of like people when they come here for Jagran. They sit in the class, they're in the class for a while, then they say, "Maharaj, I just want to..." This is the expression they use. It's a very, very cute expression. They say, "Maharaj, just excuse me, I want to go upstairs and freshen up a bit." Freshen up means, I would think, put some water on my face, even take a bath maybe to get really fresh, new tilak. "Maharaj, excuse me, I'm just going to go upstairs to my room, some, you know, rooms upstairs, and I'll freshen up and I'll be right back." I said, "Okay." So they leave about 1, and then about 4 o'clock they come back. And they look very fresh also. Because they slept for 3 hours. They're really freshened up. Or they come back for sunrise when we go to take snan and Radhakund. That's very amusing. So Shankara Pandit has said, in this way, Ratri Jagran, in this way he performed Ratri Jagran with Lord Chaitanya. What does it mean, this way? It means he would massage for a little while, then he would fall asleep, and then fall on the floor, and then he'd get cold, and Lord Chaitanya put his chadar over him, and then he's, "Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. He'd wake up and he'd start massaging his legs again. And then he would fall asleep again, and then Lord Chaitanya put his chadar on, and then he'd again wake up. So this is going on the whole night. The devotee was serving the Lord, and the Lord was serving the devotee. Just giving and taking, passing the whole night, the whole Jagran is this way. So how amusing it must have been for Lord Chaitanya. Could you imagine? Just imagine if you're Lord Chaitanya. Oh, this is nice. He's massaging my legs. Okay, this is very nice. He's good massage. It feels some nice. It's nice. He's not holding on to my legs very tightly. He's like... And he falls on the ground. Oh, he's going to get cold. Okay. I don't wonder how long it'll take now. Okay. And put the thing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.
Oh, Mahavru, Mahavru. Oh, I'm sorry.
And then about 10 minutes later. So in your Lord Chaitanya, what is this servant I have? What kind of servant is this guy? You know, every time I got to take my chatter off and on and off. It's amusing if you actually try to see these leelas and be there and pass the night, go to the Gambira and just sit there in a corner and very just take mon brat and you say, Lord Chaitanya, I just want to sit in the corner of the Gambira. I won't make any comment. I won't disturb you. And if you start running around the room and grinding your face, I'll make sure I get out of the way. You won't bump into me. I'll sit here in a corner and I'll just observe and watch you and Shankara Pandit. And imagine if you're there and you're watching this whole exchange. It's quite an amusing way to spend a jagran. Tanrabhaye narena prabhubahire jaite tanrabhaye narena bite mukabja kashite. Out of fear of Shankar, Mahaprabhu could neither leave the room nor rub his lotus-like face against the walls. So he couldn't leave the room because that would make some noise when he opened the door, and then Shankar would wake up. And he couldn't rub his face against the wall trying to get out and find the door and separation, because then he would make this noise, gong, gong. And when he make this noise, gong, gong, it would become like an alarm clock. So Lord Chaitanya couldn't leave the room, and he couldn't grind his face either. E Lila Mahaprabhu, Raghunatha Das, Goranga Stava Kapa Brikshe, Kari Jache Prakash. This pastime of Mahaprabhu has been described nicely by Raghunatha Das in his book, Goranga Stava Kapa Brikshe. And then he quotes a verse here from Goranga Stava Kapa Brikshe by Raghunatha Das, who he was associating with regularly. Swaki yasya pranara buddha sadrisho goshtasya virahat pralapan umarat satatamati kurvan rikala di tadad bhito shashvad varana vidu karshena rudiram shatotam gorango rudaya udayanma marayanti. Because of separation from his many friends in Vrindavan, who were like his own breath, Mahaprabhu spoke like a madman. His intelligence was transformed. Day and night he rubbed his moon-like face against the walls, and blood flowed from the injuries. May that Mahaprabhu rise in my heart and make me mad with love. Gorango. Gorango ridya. Udayan, mam marayati. Udayan, Udayan, rise, Ridaye Udayan, Goranga. So this is Das Goswami's prayer in his book, Goranga Stava Kapa Vriksha, where he's actually praying, I want to be mad like this, I want to be crazy. So this is a small excerpt from this 19th chapter about Shankara Pandit, the pillow of Mahaprabhu. Something amusing. Of course, there's ghastly ras here, and there's madhur ras and viraha ras. There's also hasya ras. Many different rasas in this short pastime we've been exposed to, all in the context of the wonderful prema-filled lila of Lord Chaitanya. And when Raghunatha Das Goswami was staying in Puri and he heard about this lila, because whatever happened at night in the Gambira would be the substance of the daily news. Same as our world. Something happens in the night in some country, the next day everyone knows about it. Lord Chaitanya's lila was the daily news for all the devotees in Puri. So Raghunatha Das Goswami was living there for 16 years until Lord Chaitanya wound up his lila. So obviously he would hear every day what was the latest news from the Gambira, latest news break from Gambira. And then he would hear about this, and he heard about it, and it impressed him so much that he wrote about it in his book here, Goranga Stava Kapa Vriksha. A wish-fulfilling tree of prayers at the lotus feet of Goranga. And what this verse is indicating, how this pastime impressed the heart and mind of Raghunath Das is that when he heard about the expressions of love madness of Mahaprabhu and Gambira, the unrestricted behavior of absolute insanity and intense separation that Radha was feeling from Krishna and this Mahabhav, then he responded to it by saying, yes, this is wonderful. This is, I want this Leela to enter deep into my mind. I want this pastime to take over. I want this pastime to become a conqueror of my mind, a ruler of my intelligence. He says, I want my intelligence to be transformed by the influence of this pastime. And what do I want to gain from this? What kind of inspiration do I want to gain from this narration of Lord Chaitanya's divine madness in Gambira? I'm praying to the Lord with the utmost sincerity that this Leela and he himself will make me mad. I want Ridhiyam, Udayan, Madayati. That I want this Leela to enter my heart. I want this Leela to rise in my heart and make me mad also. I want to become mad in separation from Krishna. Just like Mahaprabhu is mad in separation from Krishna. This is the teaching I want to gain from Mahaprabhu. This is the mercy I want to gain from Mahaprabhu. This is the magnanimity that I want to gain from Mahaprabhu. Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prima Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gorcha Sainama. Varanyaya, he's a contributor. The word Varanyaya means contribution. Maha contribution, right? Maha donor, big donor, life member, life patron, Pandava, Bhishma, whatever they call it. They have all these things in India. So this is the Maha contribution. This is the contribution of charity that we want from Mahaprabhu. You're a madman in love of God. Make me another madman. To be mad in the material world, you become confined and restricted and imprisoned. Because actually madmen may be sane. But anyway, they're kept aside and locked in sanatoriums and psychiatry hospitals. But in the divine realm, to become mad means that you move into the association of Lord Chaitanya. Become a madman. And sometimes our parents, they say we're mad. Our mothers and fathers say, you've gone mad. You've become a Hare Krishna, you've gone mad. Pagal. Veda. Veda means, what's that language? Marathi. Veda means mad.